Good Saturday morning to you, everybody, and welcome to the Medicare Show, along with Bob Cobb. I'm Gary Byron. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
How are you, my friend?
I'm well. I'm busy. I'm tired. It's that time of year, but it's nice getting acquainted with my existing clients and meeting new ones as well.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's a daily struggle for me, man. It's a tough world out there. I take it one day at a time. That's all I can do.
As do many of my clients, but they have varying health situations. But, you know, my job is to help protect them from financial problems.
Folks, a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to tell you how you could, I guess, I don't know if I want to say win or earn. There's really nothing to win because it's not a contest, but how you can earn it's like a hot or cold mug. It's very nice, by the way, that you're giving away. We'll give away the details towards the end of the show, but it's a good size. Keeps the hot and the cold, probably for hours on end. So we'll give you the lowdown on that in a little bit. Bob, maybe just give us, since we're just starting off the show, here we are in November now, all of a sudden. Maybe give us a bit of a summary with someone who might have missed our first few shows, or maybe they caught one or two. They just need a refresher. Go over again. What are Medicare Parts A, B, and then C and D?
Sure. Parts A and B are known as Original Medicare.
That's right.
And that people get that from the federal government.
Right.
Part A, for most people, has no cost. It's been paid by their payroll payroll deductions over the years. And Part A covers hospitals. Mm-hmm. The Part A coverage covers 80% of a hospital bill. And so folks want to be careful that they finish their coverage by adding something after A and B so they don't get whacked with a big 20% hospital bill. Part B is basically doctors. Again, Medicare covers 80% of that. The consumer would be liable for the remaining 20%. That is not usually a big financial burden. Part D is its own separate category. It's strictly drug coverage. And we're all required to have drug coverage from the time that we turn 65. Mm-hmm. From one source or another. Either we get it from, more people are working longer, living longer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're 70 years old, you're probably still covered by your employer's group health plan, and that's probably credible coverage, and that qualifies. Or you get Part D from a couple of different ways when you turn 65 and you go on Medicare. You want to get that drug coverage, whether you take prescription drugs or not, because you're otherwise, you'll be subject to an LEP or a late enrollment penalty. And it's not a huge amount, but you pay it every month and you pay it forever.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that's that gets people's attention because there are people out there that haven't had credible drug coverage for 10 or 15 years. Add that up. It gets to be burdensome. But, you know, the choice is going to the drugstore and paying out of pocket. I mean, you can use GoodRx, but that'll only get you so much benefit. Some of these drugs are very, very expensive. These brand name drugs you see advertised on TV cost a fortune. So hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. So it's really imperative on two fronts to have drug coverage. Now you can also get drug coverage through Part C. So Part C is a combination of A and B. It's a plan that's offered by a private insurance company that is authorized and sanctioned, so to speak, by the state of Connecticut. I, as an agent, represent all of the major players that have approval here in the state of Connecticut, all the big brand names and companies that you can think of. And with the exception of special plans carved out for veterans, all of the plans that I would offer my clients would include drug coverage at no cost. And I want to emphasize that for reasonably healthy people, remember now, Medicare is designed for people that are 65 and older. It's designed for people that are typically on fixed incomes and have limited resources or in terms of getting extra money. So it's a stabilized system, and the costs are all controlled. And it's controlled and regulated by the federal government. The federal government keeps a very sharp eye on these insurance companies. So, but there's so much money in the Medicare business, which is why we see all these advertisements and people getting all this direct mail in the mail. But the fact is that we all want to participate fully, and the best way for most people is to do a Part C. These plans, as you see on TV, frequently include dental coverage. They frequently include vision, hearing, over-the-counter benefits where they can get like vitamins and cough and cold, aspirin, toothpaste, analgesics at no cost. They get $35, $40, $50 worth per quarter at no cost, free shipping. And there's a few other perks. These are called optional supplemental benefits. But everything is covered. All of the plans have like a copay for the emergency room of 90 days. It's fixed. It's locked in. All of the plans cover an urgent care visit, $35, $40. All of the plans have a very low copay to see a primary care. Mm-hmm. All of the plans have wellness preventative checkup at no cost, including a separate second visit for women to see a GYN for a mammogram pelvic exam and a pap smear. With the incredible rates of breast cancer, you know, I think most women are very good about getting their mammograms. But Medicare will also cover an ultrasound if there's something found there that's not quite right and they're suspicious.
You know, I'm going to ask you what's probably a silly question because this is so second nature to you. But most people, particularly those under the age of 65, they use two terms that I'm sure are very different, but they use them interchangeably. When they mean one thing, sometimes they say the other thing, and to you, that would cause confusion. But to a person who also can't distinguish between the two terms, they know what they mean. Differentiate Medicare and Medicaid.
Sure. So Medicare is a government program.
As you were just saying.
And this is the standard type of insurance that most people qualify for. But Medicaid...
Yeah, what exactly is Medicaid?
It's also known as Title 19, or it's a federal and state-funded medical assistance program offered by the Connecticut Department of Social Services for certain low-income families and individuals. For Medicare purposes, we're talking about strictly individuals. Medicaid covers most medical care services, such as hospital, nursing care, home care, lab tests, x-rays, medical equipment like wheelchairs, eyeglasses, hearing aids, most prescription drugs, some dental care, and doctor's care. Medicaid also covers foreign language interpreter services. Medicaid does not cover independent chiropractors, podiatrists, naturopaths, psychologists, or therapists. But physical therapy is covered, as well as a speech therapist. These services are covered by these providers if the services are received in a clinic setting. Medicaid pays the medical provider directly at a rate determined by the state, which is generally less than the private pay rate. This is why some specialists don't accept it. There's no obligation for a provider, a doctor, to accept Medicaid. It's their choice. Some doctors and dentists will not accept Medicaid patients for this reason. This is not new. Everybody knows this kind of it hurts when you're on Husky or you're on Medicaid and you go to a private provider and they say, I'm sorry, we don't accept that insurance. But Medicaid recipients in nursing homes must pay their income towards the cost of their care, except for personal needs allowance, unless they have a spouse in the community who needs additional income to meet her, his or her needs. Now, another important topic that we need to discuss is to let people know that there is assistance available. In my years, I've run into the proverbial little old lady, and the poor thing is living on an $1,800 a month Social Security check, and she's trying to keep her house. And with taxes being what they are for a residence, that can be very difficult. Mm-hmm. And I have literally seen the heartbreaking situation, and I can tell, you know, most of these people are proud, but they're faced with a dilemma. Do I buy food or do I buy my medications? Because some of the meds are pretty expensive. So I look for these people, and because there's a program called the Medicare Savings Program.
I'll get to that in a moment. I just wanted to, you know, clarify what exactly Medicaid covers, though.
Medicaid covers pretty much everything. There's very little that's not. It's designed for very poor people. It includes dental, includes vision, all medical costs. There's no frills. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to get, teeth whitening or anything like that. But
so who's eligible for this then? You said the very poor or...
Well, people...
Or the non-insured.
Well, there's no reason for people not to be insured nowadays. The only reason would be if they don't have proper, you know, citizenship or documentation papers. But, you know, green card holders can get insurance, certainly. You know, you have to have... To get Medicare, you have to have paid into the system for 10 years. People... You know, I'm not exactly sure of the rules because Medicaid is something that agents are not involved in. The person goes directly to the government and applies. And if they can prove that their income is low, generally, $1,000 or less, they'll be granted
Medicaid.
All right, Medicaid.
So you got to prove that. All right, now, and you referenced this just a moment ago. What is the Medicaid Savings Program? Medicare Savings Program.
Yeah. This is a fairly common benefit that many people are eligible for. And I think it's around $2,200 for a single and about $3,000 for a couple. If they're below that number, they get the golden ring. And they'll get virtually... They'll be on a special plan called the D-SNP, D for dual eligible. These people in this certain price range of income above the poverty level but below a certain threshold, again, about $2,200 for a single person, will be entitled to be on they're known as dual eligibles. They're Medicare and Medicaid, okay? And then the rest of the plan that they go on is called a SNP or a special needs plan. Hmm. It's for a person that's older and not very wealthy, poor actually. And if they're poor enough, they get basically everything for nothing. So, and, you know, it's a nice program, and it's very appropriate for a lot of people struggling out there. There are two other tiers of the Medicare Savings Plan. And basically, if they're approved for those levels, they won't have to pay the $158.50 Part B premium. They'll be relieved of that. The highest tier, there's no guarantee they'll get it. It depends on available dollars from the state. But the middle level, which is around $2,500 for a single, will not have to pay the Part B. Now, we're seeing some commercials on TV, by the way, very aggressive ones. Get the benefits you deserve.
Yeah, well, they talk about, you know, getting meals and transportation and, I don't know, a lot of other benefits.
Right.
Are these commercials, are they really that accurate or come on?
The fact is that they... don't make it clear that they're looking for a Medicaid beneficiary. because only a Medicaid beneficiary is entitled to get transportation and free meals and things like this. The average Medicare beneficiary doesn't get any of that. Mm. So they're a little sketchy like that. I think they should be required to say Medicaid. Now, the fact is these commercials, these marketing agencies, because the sketchy ones are not by legitimate insurance companies. They're marketing organizations, and they're frequently from out of state. And they frequently do have, you'll see a little in the bottom right, you'll speak to a licensed agent. But again, as I said previously on shows, they're not going to be an expert in Connecticut insurance plans. They have to know multiple because they don't know what state or what county the person that they're talking to is from. So they're going to go quickly while they have the person on the phone. They're going to scan through, okay, here's the benefits. Then what they do is they find out what plan you have, and then they find something better. They find some minor vulnerability, which they overemphasize, and they try to talk you out of your plan that you're on and into a plan that they anything different. It's churning. They're looking to make a change for the sake of change. The law says that you're not allowed to change unless it's in the consumer's best interest. So, I think it's a little sketchy there. Because, again, if you look at the advertisements from legitimate insurance companies like Aetna, Anthem, United Healthcare, Connecticut, WellCare, and so on, they're much different.
What would someone do if they think they're eligible for that Medicare savings program? What would you suggest they do?
Call me.
Okay.
That's the usual answer to that type of question. I've helped many people get assistance. I look for people because, they need help. Mm-hmm. They're usually uninformed, and many of them are unaware of that these benefits exist. So again, if somebody's making under $2,265, they should call me today because we'll get an application in. I will help them with an application. It's only 3 pages, and they just have to list their name, and it's a pretty simple application,
okay.
And it's $3,064 for a couple, and they'll be in for a very pleasant surprise. In doing this calculation, though, I want to point out that they have to add back in any deductions from their checks, as the determination, again, is based on gross income, not the amount of the actual check. Because sometimes people, when they get an increase in their Social Security, it's very unpleasant, but it will take them out of their Medicare savings plan, or it'll move it up to another tier. So they want to call me, and we'll do an analysis of their income. It does include pension payments and include any deductions from the pension payment,
mm-hmm.
Rental income. A lot of people may own property, but, they have a Schedule C, which will offset their revenues from those rentals.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, you are listening to the Medicare Show along with Bob Cobb. I'm Gary Byron. Bob, of course, can be reached at 860-874-2848 and can be emailed at bcobb, that's C-O-B-B, at healthmarkets.com. I know what I wanted to ask. It almost slipped my mind. I thought of it last week, and I wrote it down again for this week. And it had to do with when we were talking last week about medications. They can be very expensive, as you've already mentioned that. There's got to be some sort of assistance available for people who have financial difficulties, right?
You're absolutely right, Gary. And people who have low incomes, who in conjunction with the Medicare Savings Program, if they're approved, they'll also be approved, and I should have mentioned this before when you asked, they'll be approved for what's called LIS, or low income subsidy. And this is strictly to offset the very high cost of drugs. And for those people that are approved, and there's different tiers and different amounts, but the most common tier is a person will pay a dollar or two, literally, for generics. They'll pay a couple of dollars for literally $2, $3, $4, $5 for a brand name drug. And the most they would pay for even these incredibly expensive drugs, as long as it's authorized by a doctor, but they would pay like $9. $9 for a drug that could cost hundreds per month. So there's absolutely very strong...
Who's subsidizing this? The government?
This is subsidized by, well, the other taxpayers. Yeah, the government doesn't really subsidize.
Well, right, it's all of our money, right? They don't, right, they don't pick it off trees. It's all of our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
Right.
So people need to be aware, listening to the show, that if they think that they might be eligible based on these numbers that we've talked about, they should definitely give me a call. It's a relatively simple process, three-page application. If they have difficulty, I'll help them fill it out. And the approvals usually come through in about 2 weeks.
How often do things change in the Medicare world?
Every year.
That you've got to, it's part of your job to stay up on.
Right.
You know?
Every year things change.
So here we are, the first week of November. We're fastly approaching the holiday season. And, right, you know, including the new year. So are you telling me right in the beginning of the new year, roughly 8-9 weeks from now, we're going to have all new changes for Medicare?
Yeah, we're already all aware of them.
Oh.
We agents,
okay.
Consumers have been notified. Those already on Medicare get a very large booklet from CMS, from, you know, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's a comprehensive book. It doesn't have quite everything that I think a consumer should know, but it's a basic overview of the different options and plans that are out there. It's called Medicare and You, and they come out with a yearly edition. The 2022 edition is out. All of the plans change a little bit. Usually it's a very minor change, but all consumers will see receive, all people that are beneficiaries that are on Medicare will receive something called an ANOC, or an annual notification of change. The government does a pretty good job, frankly, of requiring the insurance companies to inform their beneficiaries what's going to be different for the next year. And the document, the ANOC, has two columns, 2021 and 2022, and the changes are highlighted in bold. And all the beneficiaries to do is read it. If they don't understand, call me. I think they usually make it pretty clear. A lot of folks don't read it, unfortunately. It's just easier to call the agent. But everything changes a little bit. In the past few years, there's been no major market disruptions. We haven't had any new gangbuster-type plans that are just so great that everybody should go on them. And also, involved in the selection of the actual plan, very important, it starts with the medication list. Most people do take a number of medications. And while most plans will enable the people to get their generic medications at little or no cost, you know, I have to say that if there's anybody out there that's paying any kind of substantial money for their generics, they should call me, because there's no need for that. Again, my job is to help save people money. And people,
well, they should be calling you anyways.
Well, I agree, but...
You said things change on an annual basis. Once things in Medicare change, effective the new year, each and every year, nothing changes again until the following year? Or can something change on a monthly basis or on a weekly basis? I mean, how?
No.
And has there ever been a year where there's been no changes?
There's been a year. Every year has had some minor little changes.
Okay.
And nothing can change during the year. Beneficiaries have the peace of mind of knowing that the benefits cannot change. By law, they cannot change during the year.
Okay.
And they cannot change unless the insurance company notifies them. And that notification takes place in September, October, mm-hmm. when they receive the aforementioned ANOC, notification of change.
And the open enrollment period, which we're in the middle of right now, started in October.
October 15th.
Until December 7th.
Until December 7th. And
now, once that ends, open enrollment is done until the following October, right? Unless you've got a birthday that you just become eligible for Medicare.
Right.
Let's say in March or April. You
know. Yeah, that's an entirely different situation. If a person is going to not be working, not being covered by employer group insurance, they should obviously go on Medicare when they turn 65.
Yeah.
If they're turning 65 March 15th, then Medicare by definition will start on the first day of the month in which they turn 65, March 1st. And if they have a March birthday, they want to start applying December 1st.
Which is why you're busy year-round and not just from October to December or January. Yeah, folks, at the beginning of this show, I was explaining how you could obtain a free gift. And we want to get this to you. It's really not, there's nothing to win. It's not a contest. But we want to make sure that you, in order to obtain this, you email Bob with a good question. And who knows, we may even select yours to be answered right here on these very airwaves as soon as next weekend, as soon as next Saturday. And really, there's no stupid questions. I've asked a couple I thought was, you know, maybe a little obscure. He goes, hey, this question gets asked all the time. Matter of fact, if you think of it as a question, I would bet you a dollar to donuts that others have thought of that very same question. So you could be asking this question for many people. Simply email Bob at bcobb, that's C-O-B-B, at healthmarkets.com. And you email your question, email your inquiry, or even email to schedule an appointment with Bob. I'll repeat that for you. B-C-O-B-B, that's B-Cobb, at healthmarkets.com. Now, if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Bob regarding your Medicare, and it's particularly right now with open enrollment, I would say let's get that phone call done as soon as possible. Write this phone number down, 860-874-2848. There's no cost here. These are free consultations. 860-874-2848. For Bob Cobb, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Medicare Show. Until next Saturday, have a good one, everybody. So long.